The mural that Waller tore down depicted what many felt were grotesque images of black musicians playing for a white audience. Joe Waller, who later changed his name to Omali Yeshitela, was arrested that day and spent nearly 3 years on one of Florida's infamous chain gangs.
I think we can say it was exhilarating and liberating in so many ways, because the mural itself was symbolic of a relationship that existed for a long time between the African people here and white people in general.
John Wesley Bryant was surprised his friend Joe Waller would carry out on his threat to take that mural.
In fact, I didn't know they were going to tear the mural down that day. I wanted to go out there and make a protest and go back home, but Omali came out the city hall with the mural. And I said, oh my God, you know, and it just happens. My father was coming out of the county building across the street, and my father looked at me and I looked at him. I said, well, this is it, you know. And so we started heading up uptown along Central Avenue.
More than 100 family, friends, and admirers turned out last night as the Nelson Pointer Memorial Library at USF celebrated its recent acquisition of the complete works of Yeshitela, leader of the Uhuru movement. The library's representative, Jim Schnurr, says it's an important collection of writings.
My job is to preserve the voices of the community. It's to preserve them if they lived here, and also those who were born here and who went out and contributed. What the Omali Yeshitela collection means to me as a scholar is to see how somebody who was raised in the segregated Jim Crow environment of St. Petersburg, who saw and experienced things on a first-hand basis, went out and tried to change the world as a result of the experiences he had to confront.
During the ceremony, there were pictures and videos about Yeshitela's life and work. One of the videos was of the night in 1996 the Uhurus were accused of inciting a riot after police shot an unarmed young black man. Their house was surrounded by a St. Petersburg police SWAT team and set ablaze during a tear gas attack.
The people rose up and met up with a fierce armed resistance because they intended first, they failed in their attempt to isolate us politically, criminalize us, and shoot us off the prison. They failed. Then they tried to create a situation where they could provoke something that would allow them to attack us militarily. They were going to win it, get rid of us, by a military attack. And when they attacked us militarily, they got their asses kicked by the people right there.
Yeshitela says the police murdered the man, Tyrone Lewis.
I think that was probably one of the most significant times in the history of this city, and in many ways in the history of this country, because they murdered Tyrone Lewis. That boy is dead. He ain't coming back no more. And they gunned him down in broad daylight. People saw him murdered.
One admirer, Clay Colson, drove all the way from Lakeland to celebrate Yeshitela.
Well, quite honestly, he's one of the few people in the world that I would refer to as a hero, someone that I feel I can look up to, because of his entire life has been lived in a way to set an example for everyone and to always do the right thing. He's been a very principled man who has continually done what he felt was the right thing and in the best interest of people in general, not just black people, people in general.
For more information about how to view the Omali Yeshitela collection at the USF St. Petersburg Library, go to wmnf.org/news. For WMNF Evening News, this is Tom Bauer reporting from St. Petersburg.